We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Desert Island. Celebrity listeners choose their favourite moments from Radio 4's perennial antidote to panel games.
Hello, this is Judy Dench here. And I just want to say that I get very, very angry and baity if I can't hear I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. If I know it's coming up, it makes my day. And I can't imagine there ever being a chairman who was born for this job than Humphrey Lyttelton. I think he came out of his mother's womb. They said, that's the chairman for I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. I remember once driving along the motorway, and Michael and I had the tears pouring down. I'm afraid we had to go onto the hard shoulder and stop and pretend that the car had broken down because we simply weren't driving in a safe way. And my favourite round in the programme is where there is a quote given from some politician and it's stopped and the team finish it. That's my most favourite. I'm sorry for the politicians, but it does make a great round. Margaret Thatcher comes in for a bit of a beating in that, I remember.
Right, teams, we're now going to play a round called Complete Quotes. The popularity of the well-turned phrase that's wittily delivered never seems to diminish. Who, for example, can forget the great Oscar Wilde's memorable outburst, "I have nothing to declare but a bottle of vodka and 200 cigarettes? In this round, teams, you'll hear a series of famous personalities speaking, each of whom has unfortunately been stopped in mid-sentence. I'd like you to finish them off, please, and we're going to start with you, Graham. Here's Maggie Thatcher.
The same old record, the same old cracked records coming out.
Coming out. Coming out. Coming
out. Tim, here's one for you. This is Mrs. Thatcher on Russia.
They invoke the word democracy, but they practice single-party rule by a self-appointed oligarchy.
And that's what I most admire about them.
Willie, here's an extract from the Tory conference. Margaret Thatcher for you.
At this conference last year, you remember that I said, the National Health Service is safe with us.
April Fool.
Right, Barry, here's something from Robert Maxwell.
I may have money, but I don't have
any of my own.
Graham, here's Prince Charles.
You might like to know, it's harder than it looks.
I got that call.
Willie, here's a speech by Geoffrey Archer for you to complete. Oh.
There is no such thing as government money. There is the money you earn, the money I earn,
and the vast difference between them.
Barry, here's Michael Jackson.
It's instinct. It's escapism. It's getting away from everything and just moving your body and letting all the tension and pain out. And it's
illegal.
Graham Garden, here's a good one for you. A speech by Derek Jameson.
I'm very old-fashioned and I'm still very shy about all these naked girls.
But somebody has to put the records on for me.
Tim, how about this? Chris Eubank.
Let me explain something to you. Being a husband is a game. Being a romantic is a game. Being a father is a game. Being a boxer is a game.
But Scrabble, that's serious.
Barry Cryer, your speaker is Esther Ransom.
Two-thirds of me is, I think, wildly extrovert.
And the other third is teeth.
And Tim, for you, Bill Wyman.
It hasn't really had a chance to grow into anything.
So I'm thinking of marrying it.
Thank you.
Hello. This is Stephen Fry speaking here. I've been listening to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue since, God lordy, since I was a barely divided nucleus. Because I'm not really as old as the people who do it. They're very, very old. And I think there's something terribly funny about old people, which is why I love listening to Barry Cryer and Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor. I've got many favourite rounds. I suppose some of my favourite memories as a little boy were listening to what were originally the balls at the end of the programme. I remember something to do with international countries. A geographer's ball. That was someone, oh yes, Mr. and Mrs. Lazier and her mother Ma Lazier and their pet koala, Lumpa, which made me laugh inordinately. And there was one where they used to have to finish off proverbs. And Graham Garden said when he was asked, you can't teach an old dog new... And he said, you can't teach an old dog new clear physics. That made me laugh. They're brilliant, these old people. Brilliant. Incontinent, can't control their bladders for a second, but brilliant, brilliant. There's a very good new round called Scrabble. Let's hear a bit of that.
So, team, let's try. You know the rules. Samantha has already given you your allocation of letters, and I've got a large dictionary in front of me should any dispute arise. Barry, we'll start with you. Can you make a word?
Oh, I thought I'd got flatulence there for the minute, but... I haven't got the F in flatulence. No.
Can't do anything.
Can't do anything. I'm...
Paul?
Gitzrick.
Gitz.
Yeah, but that's just the order the letters are in. I could get another one, probably, if I just... Tegesura.
Ah!
I've got the Bosnian version of the game here.
Graham.
got seven letters here. Whoa! Quinquagesimal.
Tim?
I've got an E, a U, an R, and an O. Spells trouble.
Barry?
I've got... Oh, wait a minute. W-E-T-H-I-R. We'll spell of weather, I can remember. Oh, wait a minute. W-A-K-N. Raw Ken. Waken. Oh, there's an S here. It could be a plural. No, it won't. It won't happen. Won't happen. I'm quite got it.
Thank
just
God
playing with myself here. I don't know. Oh.
Come on, Paul. Hurry along.
Oh, well, I've still got the same letters as I had before, really. Can I change them for something else?
Yep.
All right, I'd like to change them for a small motorbike, please.
Oh, I can make Whiteley. Make him what?
Oh, no, I can't. No. I haven't got the sense of timing.
Barry?
Umagulis. African bird.
Is that the bird with the short legs?
That's right. And the huge wingspan. Doesn't like landings. So it goes on the roof.
I think Barry's just gone out.
Has he gone out?
Yeah. Yes, I've gone out.
Oh, well, thankful for small mercies.
Hello, this is Neil Kinnock. I've been listening to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue since the beginning, when I was a stripling 26-year-old. I used to work at home at that time, and I had Radio 4 on continually. And over the years, the extraordinary thing is it's kept its freshness, its absurdity, and its hilarity, even despite the tragic loss of Willie Rushton. And the whole team, however much it's changed, has got all of the zip that it had right at the beginning. My favorite part of the show, I guess, is Humph. I'm sure he'll give me the usual consideration for that favorable mention. And of course, like everybody else, I love Mornington Crescent because it's great satire. It absolutely lasts forever. And the idea of people sitting around seriously exchanging the A to Z is just extraordinary. I suppose that it could only be done in the English language. As far as I know, and I've made inquiries, nothing like I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue appears on anybody else's radio anywhere in the world. Long may it reign.
On with the game teams, which I'm pleased to observe is regularly played in Yorkshire. I'm told that the standard game was originally imported from London by Lord Knaresborough, albeit with a few regional variations. According to the official Knaresborough rules, when a player has been successfully blocked, he is then in nid. Which involves the immediate forfeit of three moves.
Twice.
Well, it's certainly a man's game up here, I'll tell you. Let's try it. Willie, I won't say will you start, please, because you already have.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Nor what? Can I, because I'm in nid already, because I...
Oh, go on.
Oh, all right. Blackstone Street.
Weatherby Road.
Pennypot Lane.
Well, I'm in nid now. If you're in nid, so am I then.
Well, what was the situation with Willie at the beginning, Hump? Because
he was
in nid to start
with. Yes, I started in nid.
You let him go through.
Listen, so we're both blocked.
I'm just sitting here hoping that Graham and Jeremy are in nid as well.
No, you were.
I'm in nid.
Now, no, you only forfeit three moves.
Well, this is the first one.
All right.
No, but Willie was in nid at the beginning, so we had to wait for him to miss three moves before we could start.
That's right. Am I de-nidded now?
No, you're in nid and so am I. So it's
right.
It's between Graham and Jeremy.
Right, Graham.
Knaresborough. Oh, no. I'm in nid now.
You are.
You're in.
Well, this is getting interesting.
This is a walkover.
Jeremy, see if you can at least make a move that doesn't put you in nid.
Boggs Lane.
Yeah. You've played before, haven't you? With yourself.
Willie?
It's not
Willie,
my
you've
hair
got
on
a,
my
you've
bones.
Got to follow now. They miss three moves.
Yes, you've got three more.
And there's two more to go.
Ripon Road.
Mm. You're right. You're in nid.
Mm.
So it's just you, Willie.
No, I've got two moves to rest now. Well, that was one. Here comes another.
It's a lonely life in nid.
All right. I'm out of nid now.
This was a good game till Lord Knaresborough stuck his nose in. I've got an idea.
Yep.
Let's lift the nid rule. You're all out of nid.
Lift the nid.
Permanently.
All right.
Except for Willie.
All right.
Whose go is it?
No trick questions.
Oh, wait a minute, it's Jeremy's turn.
Should we check the lid of the box and see if we're doing this right?
It says children 5 to 7.
Now, come on, Barry, be serious.
I don't say to midnight. Sorry?
Let's be serious for a bit, because there are people listening at home following this game.
Have we had...
Sorry, I'll read that again. It says people listening in a home.
Ha, ha, ha.
Go on, Barry.
Have we had Boggs Lane?
Yes.
Well, I can do it. I can repeat Boggs Lane because I'm new out of NID.
All right, then, go on.
Boggs Lane.
Cold Bath Road.
Graham, Willie's still in NID.
Right.
Are you going to be in there all day?
Trafalgar Square.
Leeds Road.
You've got him. You've got him.
Mornington Crescent.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Gillian Reynolds, and I've been writing about I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue in the Daily Telegraph for almost as long as it's been on the air. When it first started, I didn't really like it. And then in the way that good comedy programmes, especially the ones that create a little world of their own, do, it grew on me. And before long, I was a total slave to the sophisticated charms of Humph and the Gang. And then they started doing things with musical instruments. And they were the sort of musical instruments that reduce my knees to jelly. And there I was, sitting on a chair in the kitchen, weeping with laughter. So it will come as no surprise that my chosen round is Swanee Kazoo.
Paula, will you please play Indian Love Call? And your rendition will feature Willie Rushton on kazoo and Paul Merton on Swanee Whistle.
I'm Jack Dee, and I've been listening to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue for as long as I can remember. And I was once asked by someone at the BBC, which radio shows would you like to be on? And I said, as an answer to this, I said, there's one radio show that I never want to appear on, and that is I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. And my reason for this is that I think it's so great that I wouldn't want to my own voice to spoil it, which it would. I didn't explain that reason to the bloke at the BBC. He just went away feeling rather offended, as he happened to be the producer of that show. But one of the things about the show is that if you looked at what it comprises, it's actually not terribly promising, really. If you were to read that this is a quiz show where the teams have to compose lyrics or complete a proverb or update a popular nursery rhyme, you'd think, well, I'll go and do something else then. But it's actually very, very funny because of the people who do it. What I'd like to hear is Humphrey Lyttelton as he introduces the teams and gives a short history of the town that they happen to be in.
Today we're coming to you from the splendid Royal Theatre in Northampton, a town that's described... Oh. A town that's described as the Naples of the Midlands. As often as Naples is described as the Northampton of Lombardy. Originally called Hampton, or large village, the name Northampton stems from the Viking occupation when it became Norse Hampton. It was in 973 AD that the Saxon king Egger regained the town from the Norse king Guthrum and freed its captive women folk, who were all highly impressed with his victory proclamation, "I have the Hampton of a Norse." The town is ideally placed to offer much to the intrepid Midlands tourist. But a few miles away is Rugby School, where during a football match in 1807, a player picked up the ball and ran with it, thus creating the great British sporting tradition of being sent off for dissent after a deliberate handball. A few miles to the south of here, punters flock most weekends to enjoy the toaster races, followed by the food mixer hurdles and the three... and the three-year-old washing machine handicap. But Northampton itself is, of course, most famous as the home of Britain's most established boot and shoe manufacturers. And visitors today on the lookout for a lot of old cobblers will know not to be disappointed when I introduce our teams. They are on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor.
Hello, this is Jermaine Greer. I've been listening to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue ever since I had a car to drive that had a radio in it. And I love the programme because it can make me shout with laughter in the middle of a traffic jam so that all the people around me think I've taken temporary leave of my senses. I think my favourite round, it's hard to say because I like all the rounds, and they all surprise me because the guys are so genuinely witty. But my favourite-ish round is where the players have to make up a sentence, each one proposing a single word. It's really good fun, especially for someone who teaches English.
We're going to hurry on now with a certain amount of relief to a very demanding round entitled Cheddar Gorge, in which the teams are asked to construct a sentence by each of them uttering one word at a time while taking care not to complete the sentence. In order to complicate it unnecessarily, I shall give each team member a word which they must attempt to include. Barry, here's your word. Astronaut. Willie, boomerang. Graham, spud you like. And Tim, disestablishmentarianism. Okay, Barry, will you start, please?
I start. He
was
a disestablishmentarian. Nism. Freak.
And nevertheless,
he
was
never
knowingly
under
sold
in
spud you like.
However,
the
boomerang
won't
come
back, said the
Archbishop.
Astronaut. Archbishop stroke astronaut.
He was just a rumor.
He was a polymath. Wanted to be nearer to God. And well known
for
eating
in
any
other
available,
comma,
vehicle.
That's the end of a sentence.
Hello, my name is Jim Broadbent, and it gives me great pleasure to say a few words about my favourite radio programme. I'm sorry I haven't a clue. I think it is a national treasure, and though I am not by nature a patriotic animal, I can listen to the programme and actually feel a tingle of pride in being British. If there is such a thing as the great British sense of humour, it is here that it must surely be found, with all its absurdity, acerbity, self-mockery and filth. And as a measure of my devotion, just as I will get out of a hot bath to turn off the archers, I will sit in a cold bath to wait till I'm sorry I haven't a clue is finished. Every single one of the participants is a hero, and if a programme can survive the loss of someone as brilliant as Willie Rushton, it must be special indeed. If I had to nominate a favourite round in the show, it would probably be the teams announcing the late arrivals at a ball. The Builder's Ball, for example.
Teams, I'd like you please to announce the late arrivals at a society ball for builders and the like. Graham, will you start, please?
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Cotter Tiling. Well, their son, Terry Cotter Tiling.
You welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. J and their daughter, Aris J.
Mr. and Mrs. Sclevage.
and their daughter Jean's cleavage.
Mr. and Mrs. Wall Carpeting and their son Walter Wall Carpeting.
Welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Be back to finish the job on Thursday, Honest Gov, and their daughter Isla.
Closely followed by Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, that's twice the estimate, and their son Gordon Bennett, that's twice the estimate.
Mr. and Mrs. Lottle Afterby Repainted. And their son Theo Lottle Afterby Repainted.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. King Good?
Wait for it.
And their daughter, May King Good.
You. It's high society entrance now. We welcome the noble group. It's Lady Foundations first, and then Lord Water Mess. And then that ubiquitous royal libertine, filthy prince everywhere. And finally, of course, count the cost later and baron bank account.
There's that.
It's cabaret time.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Hey. Introduced by Roy Hodd. The Pointer Sisters. And a special item, Wagner's Damn the Guttering.
There's the Mendes family with Rhoda Mendes. She digs having her ass felt.
Mr. and Mrs. Chance of a cup of tea. And their son Henny Chance of a cup of tea.
Mr. and Mrs. Four Sugars in Mine Love and their daughter Olive Four Sugars in Mine Love.
You've been listening to Stephen Fry, Jermaine Greer, Jack D, Neil Kinnock, Gillian Reynolds, Jim Broadbent and Dame Judi Dench, providing their personal selections from the I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue archive. The programme was produced by John Naismith.